What if you could become a better person? Not by working harder, but by taking one doable step a day. And not because you're a bad person now, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person walks you through 1 year of those tiny steps. 365 small but mighty tools you can use in the next 24 hours to make a difference in yourself and the world. My mission? To help you live your best life. Hey there, I'm Kate Hanley, and this is the How to Be a Better Person podcast. Today is Thursday, and Thursdays around here are dedicated to helping you be a better person in your relationships. Because, wow, relationships can really be tough to be a better person in, am I right? The people we're in relationship with know us better than anyone else, and as a result, they also know just how to press our buttons. Also, they can be a big old mirror for us where their actions and reactions show us an example of how we're being in the world, and sometimes that information is tough to take. Today's tip is designed to help you out when you're feeling like the person you're in a relationship with is in need of help, specifically your help. I mean, it's a perfectly natural response to see someone you love struggling with something and want to help them out. Of course you want to swoop in and fix things for them if it's possible for you to do so. But I want to plant the seed in your mind that fixing things for other people is in no way guaranteed to actually be helpful. First of all, it can make that person feel like a problem that needs to be solved. No one likes feeling that way. Second of all, they may not like your ideas for how to fix it. In fact, they may hate your ideas. And this isn't just about preference. Because you're not them, your perspective on what they need may be way off base. You could actually make things worse. And last but certainly not least, if you're constantly at the ready to rush in with help, this person you love will start to feel like you don't trust them. They'll also lose many opportunities to have the chance to help themselves. I'm not saying that you should just kick back and watch them struggle as if you were watching a reality show on TV, or that you shouldn't care what happens to them. Of course you care. You have a few options of ways to actually be of service here. The first is to simply let them know you're there, that you care, and you're willing to listen. In other words, bear witness to their struggles. Don't discount how powerful this step truly is. It helps that person know they're not alone. That's huge. Also, being a willing ear for them can validate their feelings and help them find their way to a more calm state where they can make better decisions. Literally saying things like, "That sounds tough," or "I hear what you're saying and it really sounds like you're upset." We all long to be heard. It's like a hug for our psyche. From there, instead of swooping in, you can always ask, "Would you like help?" Let them decide if they need you or not. And if they say yes, you can ask, "How would you like me to help?" If they truly don't have any ideas, you can say, "I have a few ideas. Would you like to hear them?" Getting buy-in from the other person is empowering. It means they are still flying the plane, not you. You're the co-pilot. It's not your role to be the savior. Repeat after me. It's not my role to be the savior. I hope this will help you really be there for someone you love in a meaningful way. In other news, did you know that How to Be a Better Person also exists in book form? Yep, the book has 401 ways to make a difference in yourself and in the world, and is a great thing to keep by your bedside table and dip into whenever you need inspiration for being the person you want to be. It's available on Amazon and all places books are sold. Shout out to the local independent bookstores out there. Thank you. If you buy the book, send me an email with your address and I'll send you a personalized signed book plate. Use the Contact Kate button on beabetterpersonpodcast.com to do it. Thanks and happy reading.
Thanks for listening to How to Be a Better Person. If you liked what you heard, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Come sign up for the weekly newsletter that includes a link to every episode from the previous week so you can catch up on anything you missed. You can do that at beabetterpersonpodcast.com. I also love to hear from listeners. Seriously, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate Han, K-A-T-E-H-A-N, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.